Warning, this podcast contains language not suitable for children and some adults.
You're in a haunted Victorian era city, trapped inside a wall of lightning powered by demon blood. Your game master for Blades in the Dark is Sean Cruz. Now,
come on!
Recording.
Of course I'm recording.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Cocksucker.
What a piece of shit.
Yep.
You are what you eat.
Wait.
God damn it.
Oh, should we stick a blanket over the fish tank again?
Oh.
You can stick a blanket over me. I'm a little bit
chilly. I feel like we do that and then he adds water noises anyway. I'm like, God damn it.
But we're not in the docks this time.
Yeah. Under the sea. It's fine. Somebody's perpetually pissing in the background. It's Dust Bowl.
We are perpetually
pretty much
moist.
Portland.
Place is a fucking war zone.
I took my son to a picnic this day and there was human shit right next to him.
You didn't even have to go to Portland for that.
Nope.
I was wondering what that was. You're like, oof, and I'm like,
human shit.
Pretty sure it says
like,
poop in big red letters.
And if it was a dog, somebody left it there. That'd be very shitty of them.
Nerd. Hello and welcome to another episode of Oops, We Broke the Multiverse. I'm your hostess with the moistest, Anthony O'Neill. To my right is the slayer of all things resembling sleep, Sean Cruz. Across the table, of course, is Anthony Gabba. And to my left is the amazing and talented Anne-Marie Cruz. Thank you for joining us again this Saturday night as we delve into the realm, or multiverse, if you will, of Blades in the Dark and Evil Hat Production. Sean, take it away. Get this motherfucker started. We are awake.
I am not used to his sleep schedule yet. I apologize.
It's not before 11 a.m.
We're going to unpack this in front of everyone.
Yep. Tell us your daily routine and so, we will therapy the shit out of you.
His day job as a gigolo really fucks with the podcast.
Oh, I thought it was juggalo.
No.
It's really what the client wants.
Yeah.
I'm not that white trash.
Okay. Anyway, so if you have listened to our episodes so far, congratulations. You survived a lot of dick jokes. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate your support. So last time, episode 2, right? Silent but Deadly. That is our gang of assholes. They continued their job. We started right off the bat with somebody getting fucked. That's Avarice. They were set out to rob the Hive. The Hive is a gang of the business owners, the legitimate, quotes, business owners of Duskville. They stole 4 carts of fine furniture, also in quotes. And it took some sensual trickery by Fortuna and her girls. But they did manage to steal all 4 carts.
Carts.
All 4 carts after killing 5 of the Hive's mercenaries. The last one was brutally deformed by the hands of Fortuna. And it was the day before his wedding. Turns out he was a family man, a philanthropist, and an almost groom.
Comments, Anne?
I still feel bad that I missed. Should have been a nice, swift blow. Quick end. So but then we have this great backstory.
Yeah, we learned about him.
And we have another great joke for our next series.
So, you know, they got the carts to Warehouse 13, which is great. And that's when they ran into the ghost, Captain Krabs. And after making him question his understanding of his existence, they were able to load the carts into the warehouse, which is great. But then they discovered that the furniture was a front. And inside this furniture was a bunch of girls, some underage. Obviously some sort of sex trafficking ring. And these sex slaves hit everyone's heartstrings G-spot. So they took 16 of them away and left the furniture. So all of a sudden, these assholes are kind of heroes. You know what, Anthony? You were right all along.
I told you, man. We are the good guys.
No, yeah. We're still on the negative side.
We are that little shiny bright spot in a dark and drab world.
A little bad, little good.
Much like Anne in the real world. You bring color into all of our lives. It's because true. You're our tattoo it's artist. True.
Yep. We all share her for tattoos. What? Why? My God. You sick fuck. All right.
That's your wife.
That about catches us up. What did you guys do with the girls?
Well,
I think that was Fortuna's plan.
Most of them went to different brothels in hideaways that I know to be trained either to do that job and get paid for their pussy money and be in their own control, or they were just lodged there so they can figure out like where they're from and if there is a way to probably take them back if they want to take them back, or maybe start a new life.
We didn't hire a maid for the sin bin.
Well, that's an option that we can like talk to the one of them, like, hey, we can earn like a decent living as a maid.
They do not want that job. There's a lot of semen just everywhere.
Not in my corner.
Only right around the front mount of glory holes.
2 minutes to talk about semen. Which exact brothels did you take them to? This does matter.
So I took a couple to probably like the docks with Jewel, Bird, and Shine. It's a cat crawl alley. They're like a little bit lower. And then a couple over at the Red Lamp District probably where Nerix works. So, you know, we know Nerix, she like hangs out with us quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Hangs out with some of us a little bit more than others.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So that's four.
That's four?
There's 16 of them. You said a couple. I view that as two.
Okay, like, let's split this up into like quadrants, I guess. I don't know. And then
that would be four each. I math.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I math good.
Let's see. I don't know if I feel like I know some Brightstone Canals, the Silver Swan Pleasure Barge.
So four to the Pleasure Barge. Okay.
It's fancy.
Et cetera.
Okay. The docks, the cat crawl, the Red Lamp, and the Pleasure Barge.
Yeah, perfect. Sure. Let's go also to like the theater over in White Crown, and they're like now stagehands in the back. I don't know.
They're utterly confused from the dagger eyes. What's a theater? Okay. It's like that movie Sing. I don't know. I have kids, you know. All right. Cool. So we split the whores up around Duskvale, and they're all, well, they weren't whores. I shouldn't say they're whores. Buddy. They were kind of taken from their home to be whores. And, you know, that got kiboshed. So
in
the
dark.
Crew. Now, in Blades in the Dark, we need to do our downtime. So I'm going to kind of walk you through that, and then I don't know, I don't want to call them assholes anymore. They're kind of like, I kind of like them now. They got little hearts of gold, hearts of champions.
Yes, we
here.
Took sex slaves and put them in brothels. We're real heroes.
Yeah. So first off, you get your payoff, which the crew earns 2 rep per score by default. And if the target of the score was higher, you take more. So we ended up taking our rep. How much did you guys end up with?
We ended up with 4 rep.
Perfect. Total. 4 rep for the jobs they did to catch you up. That was the jobs at the Foghound and the jobs at the, robbing the crows when they did the Foghound job. And this job right now. They also got some coin. How much coin did you guys get?
We got 4 coin.
All right. Another mechanic in Blades in the Dark is you take heat. Heat is kind of like, you know, the blue coats taking notice or other gangs taking notice. How much heat did you guys take?
We took 3 heat.
3 heat out of?
Possible, looks like 9.
And once 9 hits, what happens?
We get a wanted level.
Yeah, that's not good. That means the blue coats are after you. So, good. You're still under the proverbial radar. So, now we're going to look at entanglement. So, after the payoff, we're going to roll dice equal to your wanted level and read the result according to your heat. So, you're not wanted yet.
Nope.
So, we don't have to do that.
Nope.
And then we go to downtime. So downtime is where the characters get to, do their vices and get some fun time for their own. Each of our characters have different ways of doing that. So ladies first, let's start with Fortuna. What does Fortuna do during her downtime?
Like most women who are coming in with some wealth, we like to shop, I suppose. However, I do like to go find and procure like some weird weapons that can be like altered into like my like nice luxurious attire. So much like my poison hair clip, I'm going to go and probably find one over Ojack. He's a rooftop market vendor over in Silkshore. And I found a super cool fan that has razors on the edge, much like Mortal Kombat. But like, it's very, if you see me around with a fan, it's not going to be all that noticeable. Like, she got a gun.
Mortal Kombat is not a sponsor.
All right. So after I went up to the rooftop market. I'm like, hey, anything interesting? He shows me that. And then I keep telling him, like, anything else you see interesting, I will come into more money, of course. And so since that's my downtime, I rolled a dice and I got 4. And that takes 4 stress off. And I originally had, like, 6 stress. So I'm down to 2 stress right now. And I figure hopefully that'll be enough for this next endeavor. And then I also did, what was another thing, it was like I trained, so I gave myself another experience in my playbook, so after so many of them I can add an extra dot to my consort or tune or whatever else,
which would give you an extra die when you do an action for that kind of thing.
Say I just trained with somebody to add to like maybe my finesse or something is what I'm kind of like going for, I think, because I'm pretty low on that.
Do you have a trainer you like to go to?
Mark Wahlberg. Marky Mark.
Yeah.
Not a sponsor.
Oh, hey, you're training. That's great. Yeah. Say hello to your mother for me.
Yeah. So.
I forgot the Boston accent, but yeah, pretty much spot on.
Yeah.
I think you meant to say Wark Mahlberg.
Yeah. Wark Wahlberg.
Hashtag a sponsor.
I've seen him in the papers. He's very good. Very good at his job.
Leave my character's name in the next one.
He hasn't won a Golden Globe in training yet, but he'll get there.
Nice. Cool. All right. Mr. X, what did you do during your downtime?
Well, after my bomb debacle, he got a little upset about that. Decided to, you could call it training, but he was working on perfecting his bombs a little bit better so he didn't have any more duds come out. That was pretty embarrassing for a chemist.
It never happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Underperformance, is right. Embarrassing.
I mean, I'm the guy. I got all the drugs. Yeah. Shouldn't have happened.
I mean, you're going to whip it out. It better press.
Perform.
Better perform.
And then the other thing I did was, it's called long-term project. And so for me, and as part of my character's backstory a little bit, and the reason for a self-exile in the beginning, was he used to be the chemist for the governor, and then his rival, Stasia, she ended up getting his family killed and then basically forced him out of town. So he's working on the perfect like revenge poison to kill her with by experimenting on different bodies and all sorts of stuff.
Different right bodies.
Yeah. He's taking chemicals from different body parts and seeing how he can manipulate it to be more effective.
To
kill somebody.
Kill somebody specifically?
Like slowly?
Well, not like a genetic marker poison that's only going to kill that person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just to be more effective.
Yeah. And so how much stress do you have left now? How much did you wipe off?
I have 3 stress left still.
Okay. And Avarice, Aloe Vera.
Hello. So, Aloe Vera, Mr. Aloe Vera.
Right. I wasn't going to assume his gender.
Maybe I'll be a female. No, because I need to come. Not on the bodies. Not on the bodies.
You said over the bodies.
I Jizz did rainbow.
Not. We've he all did. Heard. No, he did not. He I just said not. I need to come. And then... And then it went to, yeah, you said over him, and then he's like, somewhere over the bodies, he's coming now.
Nowhere near the body. So, anyways, Mr. Avarice needed to release some stress, so he went to visit Nerix at...
He's like, hey, Nerix.
Yeah.
Hey, I long, just saw you.
Long time no coming, you. So he went to go relieve some stress, and yeah, he relieved about 6 stress, which was good because he was a little bit low the health meter.
Yeah.
And then for the rest of his downtime, he just spent time training in his prowess, and I gained another dice in something I'm already brilliant at, which is killing people.
Fuck yeah, stabbing them with 20.
So now I have 3 in skirmish, and I just fucking rule.
Nice.
I'm not. What am I not good at?
Yeah.
Besides sex.
That's why you gotta pay for it.
I don't know. How does Nerix feel about that?
Yeah, he speaks very matter-of-factly, like, of course everybody knows.
Yeah.
I'm so good at sex.
Why do I have to be good at it? I pay for it.
Yeah, it's a skirmish when I'm fucking a bitch.
It's a war.
Oh, my God. All right. Cool. So everybody got their downtime, and of course, in Blades of the Dark, you gotta do that so you can relieve some of the stress. If you don't, you will become injured and, you know, basically a floppy dick when it comes to attacks and, you know, whatnot, being effective in the crew. All right, so everybody's got their stress relieved. Now, the crew has to decide what they're going to do. They found these whores. Sorry, they're not whores. They found these prisoners in the furniture. They've been deceived by the dockers, who up to this point were their pals. How do they feel about that? What do they do next?
I think we should play stupid. Like, we just left it in there like they said. Pretend we didn't find the women and see what
exactly.
They say.
They played stupid with us. There's no reason for us to be honest with them.
Yeah, I feel like if we're like that, then we can still keep an in on with the dockers. So if they ever do this crapola again, they probably won't hire us for it. Mm. But I mean, it's better. We need one ally in all of Duskfall. This is like our one ally
for now. Yeah.
Plus, if they try to fuck us over later, I can always poison their drinks.
Yep.
They do like to drink.
And it's not like they were just trying to steal the furniture with the you know, the Wayfair thing in them.
You mean the whores in the boxes?
Yeah, it's not like they constructed all this.
It's my bitch in a box.
I mean, it shows why furniture was so damn important to them.
Yeah. But at the same time.
Well, and remember, you did have a docker with you. You had Francis the Mute.
Yeah, but who's he going to tell?
He's gone home.
Francis the...
I assume they have a way to talk to him. You can roll the dice. But I'm going to say that, well, he went back alive thanks to you. And you don't know what the dockers know, but assume that Francis knows what happened.
Yeah.
He knows what went down. And even Fortuna called him out during the last episode, saying you knew what happened, didn't you? And he definitely gave you the impression that he did. He knew about the girls. So you have to assume that the dockers knew about the girls.
Wait, we know for sure he knew about the girls? He seemed a little surprised.
Yeah, no, Fortuna called him out, and he looked ashamed.
Oh, right, right. Okay, I remember now.
Well, I think we're going to have to chance it, aren't we? There's no other option.
Yep.
We go find Francis and then mutilate his face some more. This poor guy can't even speak. I don't want to do that to poor Francis.
Well, Francis isn't mutilated.
I don't want to. I'm saying I can't kill someone, obviously, since I only mutilate them.
Yeah.
Oh, it just means he can't scream when you do.
But tomorrow's not his wedding.
Anyways, I mean, the only option is to chance it and then hopefully just play dumb. And hopefully they'll just...
Yeah, why come...
They'll like us enough.
Why come out and be honest?
So, okay, when did you separate with Francis? Because he helped you get the girls brushed off, cleaned off, and into the carts. So.
Well, you just said he's home.
Yeah. No, I know. When did you part with him? I'm saying because he did help you. So I assume you went one way, he went the other.
Yeah.
But he did help you load the girls up, if you recall. So he pretty much knows the whole story.
I mean, he helped us. He didn't stop us.
No, I know. I'm just saying, you, if you're thinking about playing dumb, Francis knows everything.
Yeah.
And he's alive, and assumingly he went back to the Dockers. So, okay, so do you go but back to the Dockers?
But he felt shame now? About, like, what they were doing, so maybe right. his shame will hold up.
Sure.
Only options to chance it.
Okay. So yeah. did you, are you going back to see the Dockers?
Yes.
All right, so you got the job finished, you got your downtime. What is Silent But Deadly doing next?
We gotta go to the Dockers. Gotta go to the Dockers.
Gotta get paid.
Gotta get paid.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure all those brothels will probably want some of our money for storing the sex trafficked people.
Probably true. Yeah. Why pay him with our money when we can pay him with, you know, the Dockers' money?
Exactly. So we need that money.
So you go to the Harry Hatchet Wound?
Yes, we do.
All right. So the Harry Hatchet Wound, as you recall, shaped like a giny. It has no discernible walls or rooms. It is just four walls in a diamond shape, and it is full of Dockers in their off time, drinking, gambling, hooting, hollering, fucking. There's a pole, and, you know, people are having a great time. There is a table where the heads of this organization sit. The fat red-haired guy is Aldo, the very ancient Finn. The black guy with blonde hair is Ring, and the shirtless guy is Dolph. These are the folks you dealt with before.
He has blonde hair?
Yes, thanks for listening to Oops, We Broke the Multiverse.
Fuck you.
You just solved the crime of the century.
Suddenly I was just like, whoa, Wesley Snipes from Demolition Man? Awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe we won't kill Ring.
Well, yeah.
We'll just recruit him. He can be a cohort.
So you guys are brought to the table where these guys are sitting. And remember, there are 10 folks that sit at this table. They're kind of the leaders of the Dockers. You're not welcomed as warmly as you were the first time. Sit down, sit down. Come on, come up to the table. Have a fucking seat. There they are. Our fucking little superhero. Sit down. Sit down.
We all sit down.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I sit down, yes, in front.
Welcome back. How was the adventure, huh?
I'm not sitting down. I say it loud. Sitting is for the weak.
Sit the fuck down, or we will sit you down.
There's nowhere else to sit. Do you want me to sit crisscross, applesauce on the ground?
They have chairs for you.
Oh, okay.
Sit in his lap.
Santa!
They didn't say where to sit.
Aldo looks far less jovial as he did last time. He does snap, though, and that same platter of 30 shots show up. Get placed on the table. He takes 5.
I don't take one.
He offers you all a shot.
I take all 3 that was offered to us.
He goes, I don't like going in dry, Dr. Rex or whatever your name is. Better take one. Come on. We got business to conduct.
So I'm going to pretend to shoot it, and I'm just going to like throw it behind me real quick.
And they're all toddlers and didn't notice the magic right in front of me.
So, good news, we took care
Dolph just starts clapping. Oh, wow! He take a whole shot!
All 6 mercenaries, dead, moved all 4 carts. In warehouse 13.
You got our money, motherfucker?
Motherfucker! Huh? Oh. We've got your money when the job is done.
You wanted 4 carts of furniture to be moved into warehouse 13. We moved 4 carts of furniture into warehouse 13.
Ta-da!
Gate is closed. Job is done.
And then I
good
shimmy.
Job!
So I will repeat myself for the last time. You got my money, motherfucker?
Dolph stands up. Turns out he's wearing pants.
Damn it!
Yep, you waited this long to find out. Not naked. You, delivered furniture. Yes.
Yes.
Gives you a slow clap.
We even dealt with your fucking ghost.
I'm not done. I'm not finished. And then he snaps, and six dockers who are pretty meaty show up behind you, and they scoot your chairs into the table.
You did deliver furniture. We did verify these. You also scared off Ghost. And by now, of course, you've probably figured out Ghost was not a threat at all. He was just confused.
Oh, no, no, no. He cut me. It was a scratch.
Right.
That's scratch.
Yeah, it's make-believe. Anyway, furniture was, how you say, fucked up, broken. And I feel like when you break some eggs, you expose some yolks, yes?
What? I don't get the reference.
You know, when mother makes eggs, she breaks eggs to give you yolks. You become big, strong man like myself, right? You know this. Look at you. You're like fighty guy.
I don't get it. Did your mom make you eat the placenta? Like, what are you fucking saying to me right now?
I eat eggs. Then mama give me eggs. What? You making fun of this?
I will never eat eggs again, but no, you eat your own, I guess.
He never crack eggs.
Just metaphor doesn't work.
No.
Okay, well, you broke our furniture, you exposed what was inside eggs, yes?
Wood furniture.
I mean furniture.
Well, technically the ghost scared the horses, the carts wrecked, and then the yolks were exposed, yeah, so to speak.
Yeah, the furniture.
The mahogany.
Why don't you tell us exactly what you mean by that? Hmm?
The mahogany?
What was exposed necessarily?
Mahogany, oak, no pine. You guys had taste. There was no pine. I didn't see any pine. There's a lot of hay to hold all the furniture, so it wasn't damaged.
No cedar.
There was cherry wood.
Ooh, cherry wood.
All right. Knock it off. You know what was in that fucking furniture. You know how we know? Because we went in there to collect it, and it wasn't fucking there. You think these drugged up fucking women
figured out how to get out of a fucking warehouse and their locked furniture in crates and get out?
I'm confused. Just women and men?
This one, she's cute. I like her. Shut the fuck up.
So here's my thought.
No, all of you shut the fuck up. Look, there were girls in the furniture. You know this because they're gone. And guess who we have to answer to?
Oh,
you know
what
you did to us?
We would have never taken that job if we'd known that there was girls in there.
Aha!
So, you see?
All right. Listen, Cupcake. Here's what's going to go down. We were hired by the Hive, right? You fucked
furniture.
It up. And you have to understand, we're going to take that heat.
You're hired by the Hive to steal from the Hive?
No.
That doesn't make you... How are you hired by the Hive?
We were hired by the Hive to let them dock at our fucking port. Can I finish? We were hired by the Hive to let them pass safely. They could have used rail, right? They hired us. We hired you to discreetly put the fucking furniture in the warehouse.
Which is what we did.
I could have been just like you. Could have went to the Hive and said, here's your furniture. Do, 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 do. And nobody's the wiser. But here's what happened. You broke the fucking furniture. And then what the fuck was Dolph saying? The yolks? The yolks are fucking missing. And that is what they're going to be upset about. You see, I'm supposed to deliver this shit tomorrow. So here's what I'm going to offer you. You get your money. You get your, credit. If you fucking bring those yolks back. You don't do it, and we're going to have some problems.
Okay, look. We can tell you have the, brass door knockers, right? Jewel, you have the, big balls! Yes, I can see them! Good job!
They're called breasts.
Why don't you bring out the mute?
And he signals towards two of the guys standing behind the table. And here comes Francis the mute.
Oh, he's also deaf, right?
Oh my god.
Totes. Here comes Francis the Mute, but not as you saw him before. They actually look like they had to get physical with him to understand the full story. And as you know, Francis knew everything. And Francis kind of turned on them a little bit to help you get the girls out and whatnot. And you called him out on it. He looked ashamed. So obviously he put up a little bit of a struggle when they were asking him what happened. And this might be why they know so much about what you did with the girls. So Francis looks at you. He's bleeding from his nose. His eyes all fucked up. He looks up and then he just looks down ashamed. And then Aldo looks at him. He says, "All right, Francis. Why don't you tell him what you told us?" Oh, wait, he fucking can't. Everybody has a good laugh.
He just goes,
"You know how I knew? He fucking pissed himself. Look at him. We didn't change him. Fuck him." So look.
That's cruel.
It's cruel?
Cruel.
Not more cruel than what they're going to do with these girls, I'll tell you that. And you think this is the only boat coming. You're wrong. We got a contract with these guys. So look, let me swing this a different way. The girls were destined for the Silver Swan pleasure barge on the Brightstone Canals. That's where this shit's going down. And the guy who runs it, it's Eldrin Pritchard. He's gonna know more, but I will tell you this. Usually, these girls are for a specific customer. And we don't, we're just doing our job, right? We gotta make money. We gotta feed the kids. But there's more going on than you know, and it's bigger than you know, so be careful. Here's what I'm willing to offer you. You go talk to this Eldrin Pritchard on the pleasure barge, and get to his office somehow. Get him alone. And you're going to be there anyway, right? The guy has his girls on the pleasure barge. They take trinkets from the Johns, okay? He's got a little strong box under his desk. He thinks nobody knows about it. We fucking know about it. Get that. Okay? And get your information, right? Because you're obviously concerned about these girls. It's sitting under his desk. And grab it, bring it back to me. And I won't squeal to the hive about your little heroics. Also, you will get your money. And I won't kill you. See, I could be fucking, generous too.
So you just want us to steal a box off of pleasure barge?
Well, you go to pleasure barge, you give us box, and you get information about Dagger Isle box, right? You figure out who this fuss for. Get to bottom of it. I can tell you care. Also, you live. I mean, this is also good. Very generous of us, Lukewarm Cop, being very good.
And no, we don't have to hunt down these presumed girls at all. Right. Yeah.
No, I... See, that's funny.
Shot.
Okay.
And also we get Francis.
We need...
Ooh, I want Francis.
We need the girls to give to the Hive so that they think everything's fine. So just bring them back and we'll, everything's fine. We get our money, we pay you.
And some of them were supposed to go to that pleasure barge?
So our job's partly done. They're already there.
Some of them
could. What?
Yeah.
You gave some of the girls to the pleasure barge?
Yep. What?
Did you give them to Eldrin?
No.
But they're there.
They're there.
Some. All?
Quarter.
What? Are they fucking with us? You're telling us that you already delivered girls to Pleasure Barge. Do they still look like they are from Dagger Isles, I assume?
They're in hiding there, but, they go and clean up messes and stuff.
In hiding on barge?
Apparently, yes.
Okay, just keeping
That's
up.
Big.
They hide
big.
In boiler room.
Okay.
Now we're all making fun of his accent.
This is not funny.
Give us the mute. We'll take your deal.
So Aldo gets up and he grabs Francis by the hair and he just punches him right in the gut. And then he, still holding his hair, throws him at your feet. Yeah, fucking take him. Who cares? Do we have a deal or not?
Deal.
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 How many girls are you bringing back?
As many as we can find.
Four.
Not good enough.
Four's for horse.
I need at least half so that I can tell them half died of dysentery 16. Or whatever the fuck happens on the sea.
All right, 16 divided by 2 is 6. Got it.
It's that doesn't quite check out. Hold on.
Good thing we're not playing D&D.
Starts using shot glasses to count out how many whores there were originally.
Damn
and
it.
Cutting in half. And, something's wrong here. I count 1. Who?
That's because you're not using 3. An abacus.
What is... Does he mean an abacus?
That's what I fucked. Yeah.
Well, there's 8. Bring us 8. Don't touch the ones at the pleasure barge already. You've probably... fucked everything up already!
So we only need to find 4.
No, we need 8. We're gonna tell them. We gotta make some shit up about how they already got to the pleasure barge.
We're gonna cut out the middleman.
We're the middleman! If we fucked up, we're in trouble. You get that?
Yeah, so
that's
4.
How this shit works.
Alright, we took the deal. We gotta move on.
Yeah.
Good! Get the fuck out of here!
We pick up Francis and take him with us.
And then I go and I finish the rest of the shots and then I scurry out.
Get the fuck out, though.
I feel very
bad.
Hey,
Francis! Fuck you, huh? Have fun with new pansy team!
Oh my goodness. Oh, Francis. All right,
they let you out.
Francis, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry and I'm so drunk now. I'm so sorry.
He points at his lip and how it's bleeding, and then he points at his nose and then his fucked up eye and then his ears. And he says, I can't hear you.
Oh, same old Francis.
All right, so you guys leave with your lives, which is good. They gave you the lead. Turns out you brought 4 of the girls wherever they were supposed to go already, which is the pleasure barge, where they were to be sold to some special person who ordered all 16. Who knows why? You got to find out. You got to find this Eldrin Pritchard who runs the pleasure barge. You got to get him alone in his office.
No, a barge is a ship, correct?
Correctamundo.
Time to blow up another ship.
No.
I like that idea.
No, yeah. I kind of want to take over this ship eventually. Can we just like leave this ship like... ship
it is definitely one of the more lucrative whorehouses in Dusk Bowl.
So mobile,
prestigious.
Mobile sin bin?
Mobile sin bin.
I'll even cut you a glory hole.
Oh, like there's not already one on there.
That's
get
fair.
Out of town.
That is like one of my utmost goals is to take over one of these. And I definitely don't want the crappy crack call alley.
Which... let's face it, Brightstone's where money's at. So yeah, you definitely want that one.
Yeah.
That's the boardwalk, if you will.
I mean, Silk Shore is pretty
LA.
Schmancy. But it's eventual. So anyways, so...
so we won't blow the rudder, but just a little hole in it.
Can we just, like, take him and, like, just slit his throat and just slide him off the bow of the boat or something?
What, Francis?
No!
Oh!
Eldrin!
Fucking savage!
No, Francis, look at me. We're good. He still can't hear me. I got it.
Fucker.
You know he's going to be with us all the time now.
Yep.
Now we have a valet.
Yeah. You don't have to do a voice. Just.
I can do that. Yeah.
Point to his ear.
Oh, just a lookout.
So you got to decide how you're going to play this, right? So you've got to. They gave you a job. They're going to pay you to steal this little strong box. They want 8 girls back. If you give them 8 girls, they'll pay you for the job you previously were hired for. If you get this strong box, not only will you get paid for that, but you will also gain knowledge on who these girls were for. 16 girls to 1 customer is a lot, and that might give you kind of a help you get to your goals a little faster of taking over this town. So
saving half is pretty good.
It's more
the greater good.
What does it mean we can't arm him with
the
something?
The greater good. The greater good.
Shut it!
You know, yeah, you know, get some like little poison pills that they can like put in their mouth and then spit out. I don't know. Think, inventor, invent something, Mr. X.
I'll figure it out. I got some ideas.
You guys are
around.
Doing a lot of winking for a podcast.
I'll figure it out.
What is wrong with your eyes?
I have eyelash extensions too.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we go on the barge, then someone needs to get Eldrin out of the barge.
For our listeners, we're back at the Sin Bin doing all this planning.
I'm sobering up now.
While our players are getting their shots, let me tell you about our Patreon. We love making content for you, and we would love to keep doing this forever. If you become a Patreon supporter, you'll receive extra bonus content and tons of other goodies. Just search for Oops, We Broke the Multiverse podcast on Patreon to become a member. Thank you for your support. Now let's rejoin our heroes as they break another multiverse.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Okay. We're back.
Hi.
All right, so you've decided to take Francis the Mute, which he's probably very thankful for.
He's our buddy.
Yeah, you've been through so much. You guys killed a groom together.
It's like I know him.
And you've been charged with getting 8 girls back to the Dockers. Do you do that?
Yes, we'll probably try getting the girls back from the barge since they're already there, and we'll just tell them that we're going somewhere else, and hopefully, you know, they just trust us enough. Like, I don't know what else to do. Like, that sucks, but...
So you're gonna take 4 from the barge and 4 from where else?
The dock one's a cat crawl alley.
Okay. Do you take the 4 back already, or do you wait until you have all 8?
Let's go ahead and take 4 back.
So you get 1 coin for delivering 4 of the girls.
You say 2 coins?
1 coin.
Well, but we're bringing back 8, so.
Well, not yet. You only brought 4 back, she said. That's what she said.
It's all right. So, yeah, we take those 4 back. All right, they're there. And then we're going to head to the barge. Do we have any, like, what did we equip those ladies with, though, Mr. X?
Well, what do you think we should give them? Should we give them poison, or would it be...
Well, I think you felt like they were in a safe place, right? You deposited them, and why would you give them something?
No. It's like, just... now. Now that we're doing to them what we're going to do, we were talking about arming them with sleeping powder or some sort of poison.
Who?
The supposed... Whores?
That were...
The sex trafficking people.
No, I know, but...
So the ones that we, like, took back or the ones that we're, like, gonna meet at the barge?
No. The ones that were basically selling back into slavery.
Yeah, okay, so...
Jesus. Well, calling it like it is.
That is a fucked up town. And the light that is the Sin Bin just got a little darker.
All we gotta do. Unfortunately, we all knew this was gonna...
I think, this is my 2 cents on this, if we are going to arm them with, like, some kind of weapons, I say we give one of them a chastity belt where the crotch, like, flips around into, like, a little gun.
Like on...
Yeah, exactly. Till dusk and dawn.
Men in tights.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The fucking chastity belt.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, so you equipped the girls that were going back to... the Dockers to give to the Hive with something. Chastity belts, I'm hearing.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so
that has a gun in the crotch.
And you have to thrust your pelvis out to fire it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, that's damaged merchandise. I don't know if you're going to get your coin for that.
What? How is that damaged merchandise?
Well, if you can't fuck them, what good are they?
I mean, we just guaranteed they weren't damaged.
They don't know that the chastity belt's on them. It's a hidden weapon.
All right. We'll just leave that there, listener. You decide.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, so we're going to go, we're going to arm ourselves. I want to have my hairpin, my fan, my small dagger, and my small little pistol.
So that's your loadout?
Yes.
Perfect. Dr. X. I mean, Mr. X. He has not gone to 4 years of doctor school. So he's still Mr. X.
I went to the school of hard knocks. I think I'm just going to keep the same loadout. A couple bombs, some fire oil, eye blind poison, trans powder, and acid. That melts metal.
Okay, and those are on bandoliers, right?
Yep, and then
which
my blowgun.
Which is a loot.
Oh, and some rope.
You brought rope?
Oh, yeah, it's fucking
it's
rope.
Underneath my petticoat.
Stupid fucking rope.
Underneath my petticoat, towards some of my bustles.
Very nice. And Everest?
So I'm going to be taking a silence potion vial, some dark side goggles, light climbing gear, and a fine shadow cloak with some fine lockpicks, along with my two rapiers.
Nice. So you've already been to the pleasure barge. So it's not like they don't know you, but also you have to dress nice. It is a black tie sort of barge.
Mr. X is always dressed nice.
Nice.
My character dresses nice as well.
Okay.
Yeah. I
flip my coat to the fancy side.
Not too nice, but nice enough.
He doesn't
generically
necessarily
nice.
Stand out. Yeah, he's Waldo. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Cut to the pleasure barge. It is probably one of the nicer boats you see on the rivers and canals. This one is in an area where a lot of rich folks are going. If we were to look at the map, Brightstone is where it's at. This is richer people. This is where they get their pussy, and they pay high pussy money. But they want the best. They expect the best. So the pleasure barge is high-end drinks. There's high-end stakes gambling. It's a party on many levels of this huge ship. And it boards every night. People party all night. They leave in the morning, and they go home, right? And what happens on the pleasure barge stays on the pleasure barge, right? It's one of those places. So you guys show up. It's loading time. Everybody's going up the ramp, getting checked. They do stop and check for weapons. There are no weapons allowed on the boat. That keeps the girls safe, keeps the pleasure barge safe. So when you get patted down, what do you do?
Flashback.
A flashback.
So the day that we actually left the dockers... The day that we actually left the dockers, I immediately went to the pleasure barge to indulge my vice and to kind of scope out security. And one of the security guards I knew, or like that was there, I knew that I could kind of sway him into like looking the other way if I paid him a pretty coin. And that's what I did.
Great. So you talked to a guy and paid him some coin. I would say, since you don't really have sway, that was probably pretty difficult for you. You know what? We'll leave it to the dice. You paid him 4 coin.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Do you have 4 coin?
Yeah, I'm sure I could just borrow some from... Would the gang mind? Any arguments for borrowing
essentially,
some
4 coin,
coin
is going to get you in with weapons.
Yeah. So I have 1 to give up. I would just need 3 from the rest of the gang.
Well, our gang itself has 6 coin.
So 4 he's coin. Asking for 4.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we have to.
So I'll just mark off 3 here and call it good.
Yep. Make sure on the gang sheet you mark off the 4.
It's 3. Expensive. I'm going to mark off
2, 1.
Yeah, I'm using 1 of my own coin and then 3 from the
actual... Oh, okay, so he took 1 from his pocket, 4 from the gang. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, so back to the current time.
And how much stress was that for me?
Oh, your flashback. Since you paid coin, we'll say it's 1 stress.
Okay.
You paid a lot of coin. There goes all that pussy money. All right, so you get to the dock... You get up the ramp, you get to this guy, and you kind of have to, like, be like, you go ahead first, sir. Yeah. Like, let people keep getting checked by, like, other people until you found the right opportunity to get checked by the right guy. And then you signal over to your crew. Everybody falls into line to get checked by that specific guy. He starts rubbing you down, and he feels your rapiers, and then he just looks up at you, and he winks. This is the wink episode.
Yeah, this is the one with all the winks.
And he's like, oh, four coin worth it.
Yeah.
And then he pats down Fortuna excessively.
Of course.
And then he double winks at her, and he motions like his hand through a hole in his hand. He's like doing the, you know, anyway. And then he does Dr. Mr. X, and he's feeling the bandoliers and shit, and he's like, four coin, really, bro? This guy's fucking bringing, like, I'm pretty sure he's got every virus in his little shit here. Seriously? What is he, what's his deal?
Well, for four coin, you could buy your own fucking pleasure barge, so that's his deal.
Fair enough. Let's you guys in.
I look at him.
It's boner meds. Oh, come see me a little later. I need one. I don't know, for a friend.
Anything after 4 hours, please consult a physician.
Or call more ladies.
Please consult a leech.
Please consult Dr. X.
Oh, now you're a doctor.
Apparently.
Cool. Well, okay, so you guys get past security, thanks to your flashback there.
You're welcome.
Walk in, and there's the main floor. And so this is where there's a huge chandelier. This is kind of like the welcoming area. There's girls, a lot of girls, walking around, getting ready to saddle up with somebody and just kind of be on their arm all night. So if you you wanted that your option is in front of you. They're also taking your coats. It's very formal. And then there are two large double doors leading into what must be the main hall or the next part of this entryway. So, what do you do?
I go up to probably, is there a concierge there? Or some? I look like someone's like kind of in charge of me. I would like to apply for a job here. Is Eldritch here to talk about, go over my resume? It's very excessive. I'm going to need a little extra time.
Is your manager here? Maybe I can talk to him about getting a job.
Oh, hello. Yes, you must mean Eldrin.
Mm-hmm.
You said Eldritch, which if his name was Eldritch, I'm sure he's having a blast. Yeah.
Fucking dumb.
Of course. So... Eldrin, of course, is busy and probably not ready for the likes of you. We have other folks who check out the talent, starting with me. What's your gig? What's your, talent?
I, like, scoop out a parchment paper and I'm like, well, as you see, it's a lot to go through.
Oh, so you can write. Very good. I don't know how that will make anyone, you know, blow their banana, but
you know,
there's some who appreciate
that. Is this a barge of just trashy prostitutes? No. Guys who come here, they want sophistication, intelligence, conversation, a little bit of caring, a little empathy, while they also get their dirty on. Mm. I understand that, right? You understand that? I understand that. I would like to talk to somebody in charge.
Yes, yes.
I also require a signing bonus as well.
Oh, well, I see. Bougie as fuck, aren't we? Yes, you've come to the right place. Can I see that?
And then I hand her my resume.
What is on it?
It says all the things that I will and will not do.
Flashback.
Starts.
What?
Can't even.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
You can't even.
So Mr. X swapped out her resume for a piece of parchment that just says three wet holes.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Fucking
dickhead. That will cost you no stress because it was a dumb idea.
So he unfolds the parchment. He's like, yes. Did you run out of crayons to write this with or what? Three wet holes. Well, I've got that too, my dear. And he crumples it up and throws it at your forehead.
Does he, though?
Three wet holes?
Yeah. Where's his third? Where's his three hole?
Oh, you're asking?
No, I moved on.
Okay. Well, I'd show him. Anyway, I get off in an hour. So, back to you, my dear. Yes, we have plenty of three wet holes. I'm not sure what you're peddling.
This is the wrong piece of paper.
Obviously. Oh, I'm sure it is. Anyway, is that all?
Yes, come on my face, whatever. Leave me.
What?
You know, some egg on my face.
Oh, I do say. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right. Oh, yeah, anyway, we've got another one. He sort of signals at some boys over there in uniform. And then he kind of asshole-ishly looks beyond you to the next customer.
Perfect. I walk off to the bar. I totally just...
Well, there is no bar in sight. You have to go through the big double doors.
I guess I'm going to go through the big double doors and smell my way to the alcohol.
All right.
Because at this point, I am so irritated.
Are you all together?
You can't tell that I am, but I am.
For the listener.
Yeah,
for the listener. What the fuck are you doing?
Mr. X,
are
you...
I'm just walking through the crowd.
Are you next to me? Are you giggling at the fact that that just fucking happened?
You happy with yourself?
Yes, extremely.
Well, without my giant extensive resume that was ginormous, it was going to take them probably about like 15 minutes to read.
Well, what did happen to that, by the way?
Oh, it's back at the shop. It's sitting on his table next to a dead body.
This isn't Oops, We Saved the Multiverse.
Was there like a stick figure drawing where you pointed arrows at where those wet holes could be found?
Oh, absolutely.
It's just an urban dictionary sitting next to the letter. Like, what is this? Oh, good God.
All right.
Is when a woman farts on the man's penis.
The Hot Richard, yes. I had that listed in one of my credentials.
Well, the good news is you probably remember all that, so. All right, so you enter the double doors, and there is a large room. There is classical music playing. There's like a professional band playing some instruments. Very fancy. Everybody's dressed up to the nines. And there's a big area where there's food and servants serving food to people. People are dancing to the music. There is a long U-shaped bar. And there are other doors and stairs going up or down. And at each one of these points are guards. And they're, you know, I guess not guards, but they're like, you know, employees stationed there in very nice suits. Letting people through those doors or stairways.
And so where do we know where Eldrin's office would be?
I would say you probably haven't been there before.
He probably has an ex-prostitute.
To his office?
Maybe.
Have you worked on the pleasure barge?
As someone that whose vice is the finest things in life, like booze and whores and, you know, good drugs and all that, I have definitely been here.
Sure.
I probably am recognizable as someone that spent many a coin on pussy.
Pussy yep. money.
Well, you haven't had a lot of coin till now.
Now we don't.
Now we don't have any money. But, yeah, I am known around this barge.
This is, you know... pretty high-end stuff.
Yeah.
So if you've been here, it cost you a lot. I'm just saying, you probably have... None of you have probably met the boss before, right?
No.
But you've met some of the high-end people, so, mm-hmm. you know. But you're also kind of incognito, right? So...
Yeah. Okay. I order my drink, and I start snooping around, trying to, like, not necessarily looking like I'm snooping around... But maybe just, like, looking at the art that's on the walls and, like, oh, look at this fancy thing. Oh, sure. Look at that hot stud and look at these potential customers and kind of thing. And then,
are you by yourself or are the boys with you?
I'm guessing they're just lurking in the shadows and Mr. X I'm peeved at, so he's probably keeping a little bit
Did
of a
Did you
distance.
Bring Francis with you?
No, we didn't bring Francis. He would not fit
healing
in.
Up. Okay.
He would not
poor
fit
little
in.
Guy. He's fucking every hole in that building right now. He's by himself.
Enjoy my sloppy
the
seconds.
The equivalent of somebody getting on the porn hub.
He found Fortuna's resume on my table. he's like, what the fuck? You really do all this?
What's a ZJ?
What have I done?
If you have to ask.
The dockers were rough, but they weren't weird. All right, and so you're not with her, you are with her.
Yes.
You're with her.
No.
Okay. Yes. This could be a 10-minute episode or it could be an hour long.
Okay.
No, I
where are you?
Mr. X is kind of lurking to the shadows, we kind of talked about our plan earlier, so he's just kind of keeping watch.
Okay.
To see how things play out.
Are you keeping an eye on her?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Like, I have her in eyesight, but I'm kind of mingling with the other customer bases and telling them hilarious stories of
perfect
triumphs.
So one thing that we did not address, and I apologize, is your new job, right? You have to do a fortune roll for your job. So I need to know exactly what you're trying to do here.
I want.
And then we have to decide what type of job it is, right? Sorry.
So we want to go into his office to grab that box of treasures, right? And also his client list. Also,
client list.
Yeah, he's got books probably in his office as well, maybe.
Okay.
So, just kind of see maybe who pays the highest price. Since that's probably going to be the people that are doing the worst crap. Anyways, and then also we're probably my idea was to try to get him to do an interview with me, and then hopefully they would barge in and then put a sack over his head or something, you know.
So would you say this is you have to figure out what kind of
approach
you're taking.
This is an armed burglary mixed with some torture and probably a murder.
And some information gathering.
Yeah.
Okay, so which type of approach are you taking? Is it social? Is it...
It's like a James Bond approach.
Shake
right.
It, not
sure. Well, I don't really know what you're asking here.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure. I can tell. planning an engagement. So you have to decide right off the bat, and then we're going to do a roll for your, basically, how does the situation start for you? And we haven't gotten that far, so that's good. So you're either going to do an assault, which is do violence to a target, deception, lure, trick, or manipulate, stealth, trespass unseen, occult, engage a supernatural power, social, negotiate, bargain, or persuade, or transport, carry cargo or people through danger.
So
what kind of job is it?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, there's always some assault involved.
To everything but a cult.
You have to pick one.
One? Ugh.
So for your engagement roll, here we go. We're going to get one die for sheer luck. And this kind of sets the tone for you. Maybe you're in a better position than you thought. We'll see. You get one plus dice for each major advantage. So is the operation particularly bold or daring? I don't think it's necessarily daring or bold because you're trying. I mean, you know, getting with the boss is going to be hard, but going on the pleasure barge and seeing what you do necessarily. You're not going in to shoot it up. Right. So I think you're good. Does the plans detail expose a vulnerability of the target or hit them where they're weakest? Or is the target strongest? You're at his turf and you are trying to, basically get hired, right? So
yeah.
I'd say that's pretty normal shit. So we'll give you a die for that. And then can any of your friends or contacts provide aid? You got the guard on your side. You get another die. Are there any other elements to consider? Maybe a lower tier target will give you another die. Maybe a higher tier target will give you one less die. This is a very high-end target, so we'll take one away. You're at two. So now we roll. We have a four and a three. A four is a mixed result, so you're in a risky position when the action starts. Okay? A risky position is going to mean that you are, you know, it's not easy. But you're not desperate either. You can work this room.
All right, say that we can also maybe see, I can look where the help maybe might be and see where one of those hidden girls might be. And then I can ask them if by chance they know where that main big office is.
So you're all dressed to the nines, you're looking good, and you're walking around trying to find the help, right?
Yeah, not obviously, you know.
So at the bar, this guy walks up to you, this big, fat, bald guy. He goes, "Hello.
Aldo?"
Hello, good
Pardon
sir.
Pardon me. How much?
4 coin. But unfortunately, I'm not hired here at this establishment right now, so I really desperately need to actually apply to see if I can even work here.
How about I start with buying you a drink?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
And okay,
then,
good.
And then do you know where I can even apply? I mean, like, I can't even work here, even for 4 coin, which is a bargain.
I mean, 4 coin to me, my dear, is not much at all. I make that in a hot minute. He starts to sweat.
Oh, and
Of course, that's the only thing I do in a hot minute.
Yeah, that's what I say.
He's very nervous. 4 coin, you said?
I can't take your coin. I'm not employed here.
Oh. What are you doing here?
Well, I need employment. I came for a job interview, but Aldrin seems to have blown me off.
He has?
Yes, we had an appointment. I thought it was well established, but it turns out that his concierge or person in charge just lost the paperwork.
Rude. He pushes the drink towards you. Well, go ahead and drink, and, I'll... Sorry, I'm so nervous. Go ahead. Go ahead and drink. Drink it up, and I'll get you what you're looking for.
I smell date rape.
A little bit, right?
You slipped her a Mickey.
A little bit. I, like, look around for, like, a Mr. X. I'm like, does he see this? I'm like...
I'm going to walk up behind the fat guy. I'm going to tap him on the shoulder.
Oh, man.
Yes, can I help you?
How's it going? What are you up to, buddy?
Good.
You seem a little nervous.
No, no, I come here all the time. How about you?
You want a little something to help with the nervousness?
Look, me and the lady here are having a good conversation, and, you should leave us alone.
He bought me this drink. It looks delicious.
I mean...
Well, so I'm trying to turn him around so that you can swap the drink. But what I want to do is I want to hand him the trance powder and be like, this will help you last for hours.
Oh. Why'd you have to say that in front of the girl?
I whispered it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, wink, wink. While his back's turned, I go ahead and just dump the drink.
So before he takes the drink you gave him, or the powder, he goes to the bartender and he says, 2 tickets upstairs if you catch my drift. The bartender looks at him like he doesn't know what he's talking about.
We want to see Aldrin.
And then he takes this powder you gave him, taps it into a shot glass, and knocks it back. And then the bartender says, oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he looks at another guy, points at him at a staircase, and the guy opens a velvet rope so that you guys can move upstairs.
Perfect. I grab him by his belt loop, and I go forward with him.
What did you slip him?
So it'll only take about a minute to kick in, but it's basically acid.
Oh, shit. Okay. So you guys are walking upstairs. You get through the velvet rope, but only you two can enter. If either of you try to go with, you're going to be blocked.
And then how many people are at that rope?
Oh, there's one guy.
I, like, go over there and whisper to him and say, I'm like, we are expecting company after this, though. This guy has enough stuff in him for too many people for just me. I think we're going to need some company.
And the guy goes, what kind of company?
He likes all things men, women.
What do they look like?
One's tall, dark, a little creepy. One's a little bit more gruffer, like a teddy bear.
A generic teddy bear.
Yeah. They all teddy bears here. Be more specific. Will I know him when I see him? And he holds out his hand.
Holds out his hand. Oh, and then I put a coin in his hand. Yes. Yep. And then I look over and I see
him out.
Avarice, and I kind of like slyly point him out.
And he looks at them and he looks back at you like, I've seen worse.
I'm like, he can take a lot.
that he can't. I don't give a fuck, ma'am. Okay?
Anyways, so,
yeah. So you guys get up the stairs, and now it looks like there's a ton of windows on this level, but there are also tons of rooms down a red decorative carpet, kind of like a fancy hotel. It's quieter. You can hear the noise from downstairs. It's more dimly lit, and each of these rooms are probably where the whores do their thing. But all the way down, and, you know, this guy kind of points for his... This way.
And then I start stroking his head. I'm like, it's okay.
It's
okay.
Nothing. It's nothing. God damn it.
I'll take care of you, baby. Got you. Once we get in there, it's okay. Where is the...
I'm fine.
No one...
And he walks you down towards there, and he points at a maroon-colored door with a gold plate, but you can't read what it says.
Why?
It kind of motions that way.
Has it been a minute yet?
About, probably getting close.
Yeah. I slowly open the door.
Okay, by the time you get to the door, he's having a real hard time. What's happening to him?
Oh, he's just tripping balls, seeing colors, hallucinating.
The world around him is melting.
Colors galore.
So he starts eating your hair.
And he starts so saying, kinky.
This is the night, what a beautiful night. And he starts eating your hair like spaghetti.
Schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
Wait until we get into the room.
You are tripping out.
No, man. I don't like that room. That door is hard.
This door is good. Hard is how I like it. And then, I try to like, open it again.
Yeah, it's locked. But somebody on the other side is,
who's there?
Yes, this is your appointment for a consultation. I have a reservation here to get an interview. This is going to be, my name is Peggy.
Avon calling.
Peggy, I see.
And then the John you got there goes, hard's good! Really loud.
Who's with you?
Well, it's a John that wants to get with me. But however, I need employment here. So if you want a part of my earnings, I need a job. I also require a sign-on bonus.
Bonus? This guy's tripping balls
also,
now.
I think there's something off with him. I might need some assistance, please.
Bonus? Boner. Boner.
All right. Make sure he doesn't puke. If he pukes in here, you can't come in.
All right, I will give him one of my linings on my skirt, just in case.
All right.
Or take off his jacket.
So the door opens, and it's a very elaborate office. There's a lot of books on a shelf. As soon as you open the door, lining the walls, but they don't look like they've ever been touched. And there is a large L-shaped desk in the corner, and you don't see who let you in. The chair at the desk is empty.
All right. So I go ahead and lead my John in, and I'm like, here, baby, just sit right down here on the floor. I'll be right back. Mom, be right back. And then I look like I'm closing the door, but I leave it like not closed.
Okay.
You get it?
And the guy looks up and he goes, Mama, mm-hmm. I'm a good boy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Totally.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. I am a good boy.
All right.
And then he just like sits there fucking in his own world.
And then like I find like I'll look around like if I find like a soft handkerchief or something, give it. I'm like, okay, now stroke this. It's okay. It's okay. Gotta push it against your face.
Soft, good.
You're right. And then
I'm hungry. Can I have more spaghetti? Boo! Boo! Boo!
Afternoon delight. All right, so I turn around and what do I see?
You see a man dressed in a very nice purple suit with suspenders, very clean, very thin.
The Joker?
Why so serious?
You must be Eldrin, right? Goes, I've been looking for you. I have had this appointment. Like I'm always like I'm like about 10 minutes late because the person in front just didn't like.
All right, all right, all right. Yes, welcome. I've been expecting you. Please have a seat. And is he okay?
I look over and he's like drooling. I'm like, he's fine. He has something soft. Unless you have something to suck on, he'll be fine. I think. Though he might need some water. Do you have any water in here?
Of course, of course. And he goes and he pours in a little bit of water from a pitcher, hands it to the guy. The guy slaps at him and he says, well, he's fucked. So we're not going to, you know, he's let him go. He's fine. I've seen it many times. Come sit. Come sit. Peggy, right?
Peggy, yes.
I was expecting somebody named Croche. Are you Croche?
No.
You go by a different name. Just checking. I mean, fuck me, right? They all come in day after day. It's fine. Croche? Do you spell Peggy with a Croche?
No.
You don't. I'm just checking.
So no, that's my cousin, though, which was really funny. She's also in the prostitution ring. However, like, you know, we kind of split ways. But yeah. Anyways, Peggy.
I was really looking forward to crushing on Croche. But it's fine. Maybe she'll be after you. Anyway, I've noticed my men have told me two others are coming, perhaps, for this guy. Who are they?
Well, it was just some other men that he picked up.
What? Oh. Wow, you're a real sick fuck, aren't you? But I've seen it all, I tell you.
He's obviously into some kinky stuff when he's taking these drugs. I don't know.
Do be a dear, and just when they come in, make sure they don't, make sure the men you're expecting, right? Everybody comes in here trying to, you know, kill me or whatever. So we're not going to let that happen, right?
No.
Right, Croche? Wait, it's not your name. Peggy?
Peggy.
Fuck me. All right. Sit down. So by this time, do you guys make it in there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we probably walk past the guard. I'll put my hand on his shoulder and be like, I'll find you later.
Which guy? The guard?
And then I wink at him.
The guard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The guy that was like, ugh. All
right. So now you enter the room. You see that Fortuna is sitting in a large leather chair. And Eldrin is behind his desk in his chair. And he stands, no, welcome. Come on in. Have a seat. Come on. Hurry. I'm busy.
Wow, this seems much more hospitable than I actually anticipated.
I'll take that as a compliment. And the guy on the floor just sees you guys come in. And he's like, Mommy, look who's here. And then he just goes in his own. Boo, boo, boo. All
right.
Yes, sit down. Hurry. Come on. Hello. What's your name?
Dean.
Dean, pleasure. And you?
Samuel.
Samuel!
And then I'm gonna blow him a kiss, but I've got eye blind poison in my hand. So I'm just gonna. And I'm gonna blind him.
Is it visible to him?
Huh?
Is it visible powder to him?
Up until it hits his eyes.
Perfect. Okay. So.
What's that? Oh, God.
He's very well pronounced. As you're doing that, I need you to make a roll. And this is probably what? Wreck.
Yeah.
Things are happening.
Oop.
They're happening.
I'll help you with this roll.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, any you need for sure.
I'll push myself for another one too.
Okay.
So I got 3 total now. A 1, a 3, and a 4.
All right, so as we take rolls, we do an action roll. And I'm going to say you're in a very, you know, it's a risky position, but it's not, you know, too risky. He doesn't know you, but he seems very accommodating to you. And you try to blow it at him. It's 4 or 5. It's a do it, but there's a consequence. You either suffer harm or a complication occurs or you have reduced effect and end up in a desperate position. So I'm going to say, what does this stuff do?
It blinds him.
Oh, it blinds him.
Yeah. Okay. Eye blind poison.
Can't they name it more obvious? So, as you're blowing it into his face, he was right in the middle of saying, welcome! Very like, whoo! And he blows some back at you, but he gets it in the eye. And so you get a little in your eye, too.
All right, so I'm blind in one eye.
Sure. And he's blind in one eye, too. Together you make a blind man. And he's like, oh, pardon me, you know?
Oh, fuck, what was that?
This old bard's mine.
I was just blowing you a kiss, man. Well,
yes, thank you for... What do you... And he's covering one eye. What do you think of my barge, my pleasure barge?
It's pretty fantastic.
Oh, well, that's underwhelming. What do you think?
It's not my first time.
My eye has got some shit in it. I don't know what just happened.
Well, it's not my first time here, but I like it every time I am here.
And that's why we want to work here.
Oh, you want to work here?
Oh, yes.
You guys are here, too, to work? Oh, man, that's crazy.
I mean, I thought they were with you. I'm sorry.
No,
were
remember,
they with
no,
that
no.
guy? Oh, Humpty Dumpty down there, yes.
He picked them up.
Okay, well then.
And as you can see, well, if I had my resume, it's more of a vocal resume now.
Oh, go ahead,
but
go ahead. Yes,
I do
play
a
back.
Bunch of stuff. It's fine. So
quickly, dear, quickly, come on.
I do three ways. I do four ways. I do ZJs. I do a Hot Richard. I do...
Well, hold on. I've had this part for years. Please do tell. What is a Hot Richard?
He seems very excited. And then the guy on the floor is like, Hot Richard!
Oh, my God.
Woo-woo!
Episode name, Hot Richard.
It's in a man and a woman spoon.
Yes, 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 yes. They spoon. They spoon. That means they're hugging naked.
Yes.
Okay, go on, go on, go on. Very excited.
And then the woman farts on the man's dick.
I'm sorry, farts on the dick. Wonderful. What else?
And it's just like a warm, cozy feeling. It's not a
whole... I'm not trying to, but I'll take your word, yes.
Oh, I mean, it's that costs extra. Farting is hard work.
Okay, yes, yeah, I can imagine.
So that takes like a day of prepping.
Perfect.
Yeah, so, you know, yeah.
A lot of cheese and beans.
A lot of beans. Let's see, I can do a Blumpkin. I've done Bloody Marys. I've done a bus driver. It's like, so anyways.
What's a bus driver? Please, indulge me.
That's when you do the girl.
Sorry?
It's when you're doing a girl, doggy style.
Can you say it with a straight face? I want to believe you've done it before. Yes.
I mean, it's all funny stuff. I mean, we don't have...
Well, you know, funny
if we
is
don't have
to me.
Humor, then what do we have?
Oh, so, very true, dear.
Do
yeah.
a girl with doggy style, stick a thumb in her butt, and then you can turn her like you're driving a bus. Like that.
Does it work?
I mean, you make it feel like it works. That's
Do you
art.
Think that man on the floor is fucked up enough where I can do a bus driver on him?
Oh, totally. Oh,
yes. Okay, how would you know?
Oh, he took some weird shit.
Okay.
He wanted these two at the same
Leave
time.
Leave him here for me?
Yes.
Okay.
Very well. Anyway, okay, you're hired.
He also was going to pay me 4 coins, so you could probably just take that 4 coin then.
He was going to pay me?
No, me.
Like, oh, he was going to pay you. Yes.
Yeah, but I needed a job here, so I now have a job. So
Great, dear, you're hired,
bonus,
yes.
You don't need a quick, demo or anything, no? We're great.
Well, I'm going to do a bus driver later, but yes, sure.
Okay, well, how about you get up and I'll demonstrate on, like, with you, and I'll pretend how to do it.
Oh, fantastic, yes. What do I need to do? Where do I put my feet?
Okay, so come over here on the desk.
Yeah, right.
So now you're in front of me.
Yes.
I want you to bend over the desk.
Okay, oh, boy. Right? Okay, here we go. Hold on. Right? Let me clear his body, clears his papers and shit.
And then,
I'm so excited. Okay, what are you going
to
do?
As I'm doing that,
I'm closing my eyes. Fuck it.
Yeah, I'm grabbing the rope and I'm tossing it over.
I'm sorry, what's that?
To Dean.
What are you doing?
All right, no, just relax. The trick is to relax.
Sorry. Do you want my
relax.
Hands on the table?
Yes, hands on the table.
Do you have something for me to bite down on? I've been here before.
Oh, yes. Here is my watch.
What?
My watch band.
Oh, okay. They like this?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, and then I slowly pull down his pants and then tie his legs together. I'm hoping you're just going to...
Gonna what?
Somebody do something.
Would you like me to stab him?
Oh no! Just like stop him. I don't know. See, so obviously I'm just going to do this. All right, so
I'm good at one thing, and it's stabbing people, whether with my pyrenus or with my rapier.
I'm sorry, you're what?
My pyrenus?
I literally just threw my rope at you, and you just let it fall to the ground.
No, I pick up the rope after it falls on the ground. I'm like. Oh,
and then,
guy on the floor goes, penis, boo-boo.
And then I'm like, don't forget to hold the lower back, because that's really comforting to hold them there.
Oh, yes. Are you talking to me or him?
Yes, you. Yes, you.
You brawny man, dark man, come over here. Put your hands on my back?
Yeah, the lower back.
Yes. Come on.
All right.
Hurry.
All right.
I'm losing interest.
Welcome to Oops, We Broke the Multiverse, Sex Ed Edition.
Yeah. On this episode, we learn what a hot Richard is.
So eventually, he's not doing anything. So I just take out my hairpin, and then that's poisoned. And I just kind of like, this only hurt for a second. And then I just kind of like stab his ass a little bit. Like, I'm like, because nothing.
Stab him in the asshole?
Not the ass.
That's what I heard.
In the ass.
We're going to go with it.
No, it's like poisoned. So
yes, what does poison do? What does this poison do?
Makes you stronger.
Turns your bad feelings into good feelings.
It's a nightmare.
What the fuck? You're killing Eldrin.
All right, so essentially this poison is like a crippling, like a paralytic one.
Paralytic?
Okay, yeah, so he can't move.
Yes.
And all right, so when you do that, what, he falls limp?
Yeah, but he's on his desk, so okay. He's supported.
Turn of phrase.
And he's like, oh, I can't feel my legs. Oh, I haven't felt this way in 20 years.
All right, and wait. Then I grab the rope back from Dean.
Something's wrong.
Asheris, and I'm like, obviously, a woman has to finish this. And then I just kind of like start tying his, like kind of gagging him a little bit. And I take off one of my socks and I put it in his mouth. And I just kind of like.
I didn't tell you this, dear, but my safe word is Aloysius. Aloysius! No, I can't feel my legs.
It's now that's what it is now.
But what's happening? Is this part of the game still?
You're gagged now. I gagged him.
Oh, you gagged him. Okay.
I put my sock in his mouth.
Right.
Ooh, kinky.
I look at Fortuna and I go, that's what you wanted me to do? How was I supposed to get that from this?
He's literally face up, like, or face down, ass up.
That's the way he likes to fuck.
Yeah, and then I hand you the rope to tie him up or something. Anything. I don't know. Go look around for the treasure box. Now I have to figure out what to do, and now there's, like, drunk ass over here, too.
Oh, wishes.
I suggest we do this very, very fast. So the clock is probably already started. I'm assuming you're going to do that soon.
No, I mean, he pretty much sees clients and people privately. Nobody's going to bother you.
All right, so we're looking around, and do we see that special box or any extra doors or anything?
Do you remember where the box was?
Under the desk.
Yep.
I look under the desk.
And there it is.
I have my lock pick. Can I pick the lock?
I don't know. Can you?
Roll for it.
I don't know.
It.
Can I?
May you roll for the...
Okay, so you're going to try to pick the lock.
Yes.
Right, and you have what to do it?
Prowl.
Which does...
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I almost feel like that would finesse? Be finesse.
It is absolutely finesse.
Ah.
Which none of us A's. Probably have.
All right, I'm going to push myself. Does anyone want to help me with
your sure.
fine lockpick?
I'll push.
So Mr. X will stand over your shoulder and try to tell you how to pick a lock. And that's how he's helping.
It's all in the hip.
Two sixes.
Oh,
boom.
See, it worked.
So Mr. X gets behind you. He puts his pelvis against your butt, grabs your hand, and gently guides it into the lock. All of a sudden, it just pops open before you even get there.
What is this, ghost?
I fart on his dick.
Fair enough.
Hot Richard!
The guy in the background. Hot Richard! Baby!
I taught these guys that. I'm proud, mama.
The fat, bald guy stands up. All of a sudden, his pants are off, and he's just flinging books off the shelves.
Let's build a wall! What?
Oh, my God.
So you find the strong box, you open it up, and you see all kinds of awesome trinkets. There's gold, there's just billfolds, there's watches, there's jewelry.
So instead of shoving that whole box in, like just holding it, I suggest we just shove it everywhere we can fit it. Keisters, guys.
Oh, just to get it out of here?
Wow, that's...
Yeah, I mean, he didn't want the box. He just wanted everything that's essentially in it. We can't walk out of here with a fucking box.
Oh, yeah. We empty out the box and then...
Yeah.
Well, I assume there's a window in this office, right?
No.
Oh. Like, we can just jump out the fucking window.
No, well, yeah. I mean, he has...
A very private room.
He has his coat of many, many bandolier pockets.
And I have several pockets on me. I don't think we need to shove anything up our butts.
I mean, I wear a trench coat, so yeah. I could hide just about anything under that.
I didn't literally mean to keister it.
Oh.
So Eldrin starts, like, waving his head wildly to try and get your attention.
I kind of ungag him.
You found my box. Bravo. What is... Is that all you came for?
That? Yeah.
Well, great lengths to get to some jewelry. Very
right.
good.
That's why...
But, are you sure you... I'm a little underwhelmed by that.
I'm going to search his
Here
office.
You are.
Can I search his office to see sure. if there's anything of greater value than some jewelry in a box?
I would also...
A dick in a box.
I see you're looking around. Can I just... Tell you what you're looking for, so you can get the fuck out.
Who's your boss?
I'm the boss. I
Who's
own the boat.
Who's your boss?
No.
The bank. It's everyone's boss. Of course, dear.
The Hive sent us. Don't be a dick. Just fucking tell us.
The Hive?
Yes.
For what? Exactly.
We want to know list. About Eldritch.
I'm Eldrin, if that's what you mean. No, that's the second time you slaughtered my name.
No, you said Eldritch, and I wrote down Eldritch.
You did the first time.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you absolutely did.
Yeah, you did.
Eldrin.
It was
you
the,
said
no,
Eldritch,
it was
the
family
the very
name.
First one.
Do you know Eldritch?
When you were talking about the family name, you said Eldritch.
Yeah.
Nope, I did not.
And you made an Eldritch Blast joke.
The second time.
Oh, my God. I made the joke against her because she said Eldritch instead of Eldrin, who is the runner of the barge.
Well, you see how confusing that is.
Yeah. After
I gave you other information at the Dockers.
Oh, it's going to be like the coming on the bodies thing again.
No. Well, which I didn't say.
He did not, actually. I've
he did not.
Many times he
yeah,
did not.
Yeah, he did not.
No.
But I'm still going to say he did just to fuck with him.
All right, well.
God damn it.
Can you tell us information about any type of maybe crappy sex trafficking?
Look. All right. You mentioned the Hive. You must be referring to the four girls that came here, and that shipment was light, if I can say. I don't know if you had anything to do with that.
No, that was my cousin. Crouch.
Crouch. Oh, Crouch. Sounds so yummy.
Was it Crouch, or was it... Never mind, I don't know what the fuck at this point.
I don't remember. You see, I've been drugged, I think. I can only see out of the one eye. I'm a one-eyed monster. Look at me. So, anyway, jokes aside, what's your part in this? What exactly can I tell you? And if I do tell you, will you not give me a hot Richard or whatever the thing was and
bus
untie
driver.
Me? A bus driver, that's right. That's something to do that poor soul on the floor.
Mm-hmm. You give us enough information.
But what do you want? I mean, who comes in here and doesn't suck my dick? You, apparently. You want information? Get it and get the fuck out.
I want information on the sex traffickers. And, like, who do you sell those to? And who's your clients that fuck those sex
Judging
traffickers?
Judging by...
Because we believe in a free pussy money economy. And those can choose where their pussy goes. You can't be forced into it.
Who
you know what? If
the
fair wages
work for?
If you got some Kool-Aid to drink about that, or a meeting I can go to at some point later, I'd love to. I'd love to hear your ideas on that, dear. I'm in the pussy business. I want to make pussy money. And if they're willing to do it, great. Happy employees, happy clients, blah, blah, blah. But instead, you came in here with your hot pockets and whatever things you were going to do to people.
Oh,
and
a
you,
hot pocket is something
you made
way
me
different.
Go limp, which is hard to do. Here's the thing. These girls... which I've already passed them on, by the way. Four of them showed up the other day, and it didn't take us long to figure out they were from fresh out of the Dagger Isles, right? Because they couldn't function in Duskville. They went straight. Promise me you won't kill me. That's what you have to... I'm powerless. You've got me, but promise...
I kind of like you, so yeah, I'm okay with it.
Thank you. I'm a likable man.
I mean, you might still get a bus driver, but we won't kill you.
Oh, no, he's getting a bus driver. Beep, beep, you little fat fuck. All right. Look, you're all familiar with Lord Strangford of the City Council? Yes?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Far too well.
Very good. Well, he's the highest of the high, right?
It's always the authority.
No, well, look, it's not him. It's his son. Billy. Billy, well, he does. He gets the. These aren't his first Dagger Isle dames, if you know what I mean. That's because they don't last. He plays very hard with them. This is the biggest shipment he's gotten, actually. 16 girls, and I bet not one of them will survive. I've already sent 4. I'm waiting for the rest of them. That's none of your concern where they come from or what have you, but let's just say the more they scream and beg, the harder he comes. It's sick, really. It's not the kind of thing from my barge. Oh, of course. Wow. We're just more of a conduit for him.
No. What was his name? I was looking up what a hot pocket was.
Yeah, it's Lord Strangford's son, Billy Strongford.
Well, your ears don't appear to be broken anymore, do they, Eldritch Blast? So, yes, it's Billy. You didn't hear that from me, of course. And I'll deny it if you say I was. So, yes, Billy Boy, he wants the girls. And he's expecting 12 more. I've said too much already. What else do you want?
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yep.
So I think after hearing that, Mr. X is just going to get super pissed off and goes, I found step one. And he's just going to run out the door.
The fat guy goes, step one! Boo-boo! Now the fat, bald guy is completely naked, and he has started to take a shit on the carpet.
It's disgusting.
So he started a hot pocket.
Baby, make
boop,
boop, boop, boo. Oh, dear. Look at what he's done. You did this. You brought him in, you little sminx.
Well, he didn't throw up. That was part of the deal.
What's going to get me out of these ropes? Maybe get my legs back. Maybe my sight. I have a business to run, understand, dear? And I have, you know, still want to get my dick wet tonight. So... I can tell you where to find Billy, but you must let me go.
I will give you the antidote right here, and then I pull it from my pocket.
You have an antidote? Fancy.
I mean, what if I accidentally stab myself with my hairpin? Of course I have to have an antidote.
The hairpin. Very clever. If you are still looking for a job, I assume that was all a ruse, do come back. Yes? All right. Billy... The only thing he loves slightly less than the girls and fucking them up and torturing them or whatever he does is fights. And you know the only good place to find the fights is on the docks. And you could talk to Grist. Grist runs the boxing matches on the docks. And Billy never misses a fight. That's where I would go.
I start untying the knots. Very easily, because I tied them. So, since nobody helped me.
Cool. Thank you.
I mean, I wasn't going to let him go.
Yeah.
Well, he's gone. Right?
Yeah, you are gone.
Mr.
Well,
X is gone.
I want to retcon that a little bit. Because I probably should have waited until I figured out where Billy was at.
Yeah. Flashback. I go back into the door. And I never left.
Yeah.
One stress for... Yeah. Sean.
So upon finding out Billy's location, now Mr. X will walk out.
Mr. X, you're going to want to hear this.
Hear what?
I looked up what a hot pocket was. It's when a man shits into a woman's pussy and then copulates with it.
Jesus Christ.
That's disgusting. Don't ever do that, children. And
that's a new one.
Children should not be listening to this. I say it in the very beginning.
I got hooked on like the fact that I'm a mama right now to this like poor like naked man who's shitting on the floor. And I'm like, oh.
I'm glad he's getting it all out because he's getting a bus driver in a few minutes.
Well, he's not going to be constipated anymore if he ever was. So it's great.
Tell you what, I will... can you please leave now? I gave you your information. If you're going to take my strong box, I strongly recommend that you...
Unfortunately, we need this for a job.
Who hired you? We're friends now, right?
It's a classified information.
Very well.
I left.
Christ.
You just learned his name. Give me some credit, you hunky little tan man.
Mm. All right, but if I tell you, you can't tell anybody else, okay?
You know what? I would like it if you didn't. I'm going to find my box and we'll kill the motherfuckers who took it. I realize you're just pawns. I mean, look how sloppy you are. That one ran out and you brought me a man on acid. You are rookies and I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Now get the fuck out. I'm going to get out of the rest of these ropes. I'm going to fuck that fat guy. And then I'm going to have a great night. You can't spoil my weekend, but... No, that's it. Get the fuck out.
Enjoy your day.
Yes, you too.
Okay. All right.
Take care. Hold on. How long till I get feeling in my legs?
About 10 minutes.
Superb. Hey, you fatty. Get ready. Oh, in that drawer down there, there's some oil. Spread it all over your body and get under the folds. All right. Are you going to watch or are you going to leave?
We're out.
Okay. Very good.
No, we're all out. We're
bye-bye.
Out.
Bye-bye. So you leave, and then you hear some things spilling and breaking in the room. Best not to go back.
No.
Right.
No, ever. Yeah,
no. And if it's the stuff I make for you, it only lasts like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
The paralyzed poison.
Oh. Well, there's a fake antidote that I made up.
Oh. What did you give him? Yeah, I'm assuming you stole something else from my laboratory.
It was lube.
She
was just going
lube.
Along with it. Oh, I'm paralyzed.
I'm like, I'm assuming there's got to be an antidote to it, right? You're like, what kind of poison? I'm like, quadriplegic one. I'm sure there's a thing.
Paralytic.
I just, yes, paralytic.
I believe we discussed this last time. My antidote is time.
I just.
Basically for everything. Whether it's sleeping or paralysis.
Time heals all wounds.
I have no idea what I just
poison.
Gave him.
Yeah. The poison.
I look at the label.
I'm dead.
I fold it up and it's llama.
Oh, right. Cusco's poison.
Cusco's poison. Poison for Cusco's.
Poison for Cusco.
I'm so sorry. Thanks, Anthony.
Yep. High five. Gotcha. I was right there,
you
too.
You come back down to, you know, the guy with the rope, you know, the velvet rope to let you back out. And he looks at you guys and he's like, where's the John?
Yeah, we left him in the room with the boss.
The boss is enjoying him now.
Oh. He kind of nudges you with his elbow. Wow. He's always hungry, right?
Yeah.
And then he just
big appetite. Big. Huge. Llama sized.
So I need you to, whoever's, are you just carrying the chest over your.
Oh, no. Remember we packed it all in.
Yeah,
our...
we pocketed everything.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Okay.
So
yep, you get
we're
right through. Cleaning,
we're just going to go right out.
Now, the thing about the pleasure barge is that it's on a canal for the night. So I assume you just kind of.
There's no way there isn't a safety boat. Like the Titanic.
A dinghy?
Are you trying to steal a dinghy?
Oh, there's got to be
gonna
a
wait
dark corner
until the ride's
of the ship.
Over and get off
we didn't,
normally.
Wouldn't Anthony have. Already known that, like Avarice
yeah.
went there and like scouted it. Like, wouldn't
oh,
he have
well,
known that?
Yeah,
like,
of course there
we
are.
We don't know that.
Of course there are escape, you know,
dinghies.
Mm-hmm.
But why don't you just play it cool and wait till the barge goes back to dock and go home?
Are you giving us an out?
Straight up,
Mr. X feels
we
super awkward after his dramatic storm out. Now he's stuck on a boat. Didn't even realize it.
I'm on a boat.
I'm on a boat, motherfucker. All right, I'm on a
so.
Boat.
The sun is look rising, and the pleasure barge hits its port again.
It's an all-night thing?
Oh, yeah.
I would
oh,
hate
these
that.
Rich people are crazy. You that's have bad. Noticed Eldrin wasn't that hard to find because he goes down and pops his finger in every butthole pretty much, and he gets drunk, and he acts a fool. But you caught him in his office, which is great.
Sort of alone.
Yeah.
I don't even know how that works.
The girls will leave for an hour, come back, hit the floor again, hit the bar, find new Johns. It's an endless cycle of pitiful bullshit. And yeah, once it lands, everybody gets out, leaves the ramp, goes home.
Thank you for listening to Oops, We Broke the Multiverse podcast. We were playing Blades in the Dark, published by Evil Hat Productions. Our intro and outro music was provided by Major Powers and the Lo-Fi Symphony. You can hear more of their music on Spotify. The introduction was voiced by our multi-talented friend Brian Linz.
You can find him on Instagram at cultclassicposters. I'm Anthony O'Neill. I was playing Avarice. Mr. X was played by Anthony Gaba. Our Game Master and NPCs was played by Sean Cruz. And of course, our special guest tonight was Anne-Marie Cruz. She was playing Fortuna. She's an amazing illustrator, tattoo artist, and nerd. You can follow her on Instagram at Anne-Marie Cruz. That's at A-N-N-M-A-R-E-C-R-U-Z. I can't believe what I'm seeing.